Good morning. With President Biden scheduled to speak to a joint session of Congress tonight, it got me thinking about the designated survivor, the one member of the cabinet who does not attend in case something awful happens. And in at least one former survivor's case, there's a connection to agriculture.
For that 45 minutes or an hour, theoretically, I was potentially the most powerful man on the face of the earth.
That's Dan Glickman, who was Secretary of Agriculture under Bill Clinton, the designated survivor in January of 1997.
They asked me where I wanted to go. They preferred that I didn't stay in Washington. So they flew me up in a government airplane to New York, where my daughter had an apartment.
A three-car caravan of Secret Service agents escorted him from the airport, including the military aide with the nuclear football, who stood by for 90 minutes or so until President Clinton was safely back at the White House.
Once he was finished, the mission was over. In fact, they said, "Mr. Glickman, the mission is terminated. And do you want to go back with us?" And I said, "No, I think I'll stay here with my daughter."
So, no longer essential to national security, Mr. Glickman and his daughter grabbed a cab and went out to eat, during which a snowstorm hit, and it had the same effect on taxis in New York as it does in Chicago.
And I commented to my daughter, I said, "You know, just 2.5 hours ago, I was potentially the most important person in the country, and now we can't even get a cab."
Former Secretary of Agriculture and designated survivor Dan Glickman. He notes the process tightened up a lot after 9/11, with the designated survivors taken to secure and undisclosed locations, not to their daughter's apartment. At the Chicago Board of Trade, more volatility yesterday, but some profit-taking, too, among other factors, led wheat and soybeans lower. May wheat dropped a nickel to $7.33. May beans dropped 19 cents to $15.49. May corn broke through $7 before pulling back just a little, ending 15 cents higher on the day at $6.95 a bushel. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature, it is National Blueberry Pie Day. If you're a fan, you can thank the blueberry farmers of Michigan. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.